now. Big snowstorm, deadly airport shooting. I'm Barton Eckert. The American South is getting some winter weather. The Weather Service issuing winter storm advisories from Arizona to the Carolinas. Cities like Atlanta, Charlotte, Birmingham could get a lot of snow. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
Norfolk has a blizzard warning as we speak, so they're going to expect upwards of a foot of snowfall before it's all said and done. We've got another 8 to 12 hours of snowfall across this region.
There is still no motive in the deadly shooting spree at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport that left 5 dead and 8 others wounded. The FBI confirms 26-year-old Esteban Santiago walked into an FBI office in Alaska in November acting erratically. It's been reported he told them he was hearing voices in his head telling him to join ISIS. Former Mexican President Fox promising Mexico will not pay for Donald Trump's wall. I'm Barton Eckert. Scientists say the flu is back with a vengeance, correspondent Sierra Crawford explains.
Following a somewhat milder than normal season last year, influenza picked up in the middle of December, according to a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The virus isn't working its way across the nation, however. The states showing the most flu-like activity during the last week of 2016 were New Jersey, Oregon, and several states in the South, including Georgia and Oklahoma. Fatalities caused by influenza and pneumonia remain below seasonal baseline and epidemic levels. I'm Sierra Crawford.
The Labor Department says Americans' paychecks rose in December at the fastest pace in more than 7 years, as a steady hiring and low unemployment rate led some businesses to pay more to attract and keep workers. I'm Barton Eckert.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm Ben Cox. Former University of Virginia and University of Richmond coach Mike London has accepted the position of head coach for Howard University. London coached for 6 years at UVA and was just recently at Maryland as defensive line coach this past season. He will replace Gary Harrell, who led the Bison for the last 6 years. Last season, their record was 2-9. A petition at Arundel High School in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, asked classmates to sign a petition to celebrate white supremacy over blacks. The document was confiscated by administrators and police were called. Superintendent of Schools George Arlotto sent a letter to parents expressing shock and dismay, saying it is unconscionable that anyone could believe this material is anything but horrifying. No charges were pursued, and only 2 students signed the document. Longtime judge for Prince George's County Herman C. Dawson was reassigned this week in a public order after having been in charge of the juvenile court since 2010. Judge Dawson was not moved due to criticisms over his handling of delinquent youth, according to a spokesperson for the county circuit court. The order came just days after an article in the Baltimore Sun about a youth who was sentenced to 891 days after pleading involved to the theft of a cell phone. A painting that shows police officers as pigs has been removed from the U.S. Capitol complex by Representative Duncan Hunter on Friday. Representative Hunter personally delivered the painting to the office of Representative William Lacey Clay, whose annual congressional art competition chose the painting as their winner. Law enforcement officials have been calling for its removal all week. WMAL Traffic and Weather, now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads. Slow going on 95 southbound in Virginia from 123 and Prince William Parkway. 395 in the 3rd Street Tunnel has congestion between Northwest U.S. Senate and Massachusetts Avenue. And congestion on Washington Street, Capitol Street northbound between Malcolm X Avenue and Defense Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. It's 23 degrees in Greenbelt, Maryland, 23 degrees in Woodbridge, Virginia, and 24 degrees at Reagan National Airport. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's everything you need to know, Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's Discoveries in Health. Listen to Health, Hope, and Inspiration at 6. The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home at 7. Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon. The Underwriter's Corner at 1. The Del Walmsley Show at 2. And Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today on WMAL.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Attention, Oriental Rug Liquidators are in town. The remaining inventory from Pushan Oriental Rugs will be liquidated for 19 to 29 cents on the dollar. Newer antique, hand-knotted small to palace sizes for only a fraction of the retail value. Pushan Oriental Rugs is located at 5526 Nicholson Lane, North Bethesda. Call 301-230-0538 for more details. Open 7 days a week. 301-230-0538. Liquidators are in town for a short time at Pushan Showroom. 301-230-0538.
There it is. The sound you've been waiting for all week. During the endless commutes and double shifts, part of your mind was always here. Saturday morning, working on the old pickup. Advance Auto Parts understands this itch. It's why we created Speed Perks, the best and simplest rewards program out there. Spend $100, get $20 off your next qualified purchase of $50 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Sign up in-store or advanceautoparts.com. See store for details.
The Washington Camping RV Expo is back in 2017. Discover the best way to hit the road. January 13th through the 15th. Get everything you need for your outdoor adventures. Shop special show pricing on a full lineup of RVs. Find a variety of floor plans to meet every budget and camping style from the nation's top manufacturers. You don't want to miss these deals. Now is the time to buy. And it's only at the Dulles Expo Center. For more information, visit WashingtonRVExpo.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We have a lot to cover this morning. Of course, the latest on Russian hacking, the intel briefing for President-elect Trump yesterday and President Obama this week. But first, we are going to go live to Fort Lauderdale. CNN's Scott McLean is there. Of course, the shooting at the Fort Lauderdale airport yesterday, taking five lives. Scott, good morning, and thank you for joining us on WMAL.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, the very latest on the shooting, there was a press conference last night the FBI held and local authorities. What is the very latest we know about the shooter?
Yeah, so we know that Esteban Santiago is his name. He is 26 years old. He is a former Army National Guardsman. He was living in Anchorage, Alaska, and he was on a flight from Anchorage to Fort Lauderdale. It's unclear exactly why, at a stopover in Minneapolis, and he only had one piece of luggage with him, we know from yesterday's press conference. He picked it up off the baggage carousel. As we know, he went into a bathroom, loaded it, and came out and basically started firing. And we know a little bit about him. We know that back in 2010, he actually served a 10-month tour of duty in Iraq. He was a combat engineer. We also know that as a member of the Army National Guard in Alaska, he was actually discharged back in August for poor performance. But it hadn't always been that way. He actually had won some awards for some positive things earlier on in his career. But the really interesting thing that I think is really puzzling authorities at this point is several months ago he walked into an FBI office and said that it seems maybe out of sorts or a little bit irrational or a lot irrational, but he said that an intelligence agency was telling him to watch ISIS videos or join ISIS. And so that's where this possible terror angle comes in. Now, he asked for mental health. The FBI referred him to local authorities who took him to a mental hospital or a hospital where he could get that help. He voluntarily admitted it himself. The question now, though, Rick, is what happened after that? Did he get the help that he needed? Is this a mental health case? Is this a terrorism case? These are all questions that we just don't have the answer to at this point.
Yeah, some of the sources are looking at the possibility that he could have ultimately been self-radicalized. We saw the horror at the airport and the people out on the tarmac, people running out on the tarmac, running out along railroad tracks. What is the status of the airport today?
Yeah, so it's a big change from yesterday, but it is hard to say that things are back to normal. So yesterday it was a pretty strange place to be. There wasn't any cars coming or going. There were a lot of police, a lot of media, and a lot of stranded travelers as well, but those didn't actually come till later. A lot of people ended up stranded on the tarmac inside their airplanes for some 7 hours in some cases, and then late last night, around 8 o'clock, a lot of them ended up on the curbside waiting for buses to get out of this area to try to find a hotel. It's a pretty uncomfortable situation for everybody to be in yesterday. Now, today, things are starting to get back to normal. All the roads into the airport are open. Three out of the four terminals are still open as well for incoming and outgoing flights. So I have to say, I haven't really seen very much in the way of activity at this airport, at least from my vantage point, just yet. Terminal 2, though, where this all happened in the baggage area, I was actually just inside Terminal 2. There is a part that you can just walk in, and you can see down the staircase into the basement, and you can see authorities still in their coveralls doing investigative work, but that's about all that you can see. Terminal 2 is still very much off-limits, very much a crime scene, and it'll stay that way for some time.
And Scott, last question, and it's probably premature, but is there any indication from what we know, if we know even anything about the victims at this point, is there any indication of the nature of the victims and the randomness? I mean, did he pick out any particular people, or do we know enough about it at this point?
Yeah, well, we know that when he came out of the bathroom, we know he started firing at point blank, essentially. Some witnesses said he shot several people in the head. Others obviously had were shot in, if there is a more favorably placed a shot, you know, maybe they were hit in the arm or maybe they hit in the leg. And obviously those people were the ones who were taken to hospital. And thankfully, there are survivors. We know at least 6 of the 8 injured victims are in stable condition. So obviously that is good news. But no, there doesn't seem to be a method to the madness or a rhyme or reason. Mm-hmm. There were some earlier reports, Rick, that perhaps there was some sort of altercation on the airplane that may have led to this. Upon further review, there doesn't really seem to be any evidence of that at all. That seems to be just sort of a one-off, perhaps a rumor or something like that. And so it's pretty unclear what the motive was behind this.
Scott McLean, CNN in Fort Lauderdale this morning. Thank you very much, Scott.
You bet.
Quarter after six, Saturday morning update, WMAL. And we do have a lot to cover today, and we're going to get covered with some snow. And depending on where you are in the Washington area, this one's a little different in what the projections are at this point. Usually we get hit pretty hard to the west, but this time around, if you're on the western side of the D.C. area, out toward Leesburg, look for snow flurries. For the immediate D.C. metro area, probably an inch or so. But as you head over toward Waldorf, we could get somewhere between 1 and 3 inches as we move east. And then as you get further east, a line basically from Cambridge down through Leonardtown and over to the ocean, they could get 3 to 5 inches today. So that's the very latest on what we expect weather-wise. It is below freezing out there, and if you go out this morning, you'll probably notice that many of the major roads are already salted. So we'll clearly be keeping an eye on this throughout the day on WMAL. But again, to the west, lighter accumulations. To the east, heavier accumulations. 6:16 on WMAL.
If you or someone you love is struggling with an addiction to alcohol or drugs, then you must listen to this message, because there is hope. No matter what substance you or your loved one is coping with, you're just one phone call away from real help. TheAddictionAdvisor.com can make the healing process simple and affordable by connecting you to a fully licensed and experienced facility. Your call will be routed to a representative able to discuss what's right for you or your loved one's personal situation. Don't wait another day. Best of all, most private insurances are accepted. Just call 800-391-5881 today. Our mission is to help you or someone you love begin the healing process and get back a healthy and sober way of life. Your advisor will help you coordinate all the arrangements and answer any questions you have. One phone call is all it takes to get back the life you or your loved one deserves. The call is free. The help is real. Visit TheAddictionAdvisor.com or call 800-391-5881. That's 800-391-5881. 800-391-5881. Again, 800-391-5881.
6:17, Saturday morning update, and we've got a lot to cover on the show today. We'll be talking with John Gizzi, Cheryl Atkison, of course. Also, Jesse Waters from the O'Reilly Factor debuts a new show on Fox tonight. We'll chat with Jesse Waters today. Jennifer Harper joins us from the Washington Times, of course, and Mercedes Schlapp, along with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. So we've got you covered on all the big stories today on the Saturday morning update. And time now for a check of the traffic and the weather.
WMAL traffic and weather from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. On 695 Southeast, the Southwest Freeway, eastbound between Southeast Southwest Freeway and 2nd Street. Slow traffic, average speed of about 31 through there. In Washington, South Capitol Street northbound between Malcolm X Avenue, MacDill Boulevard, and Firth Sterling Avenue. Defense Boulevard, slow traffic, average speed of about 17. In Woodbridge, I-95 HOV lane southbound between Route 123 and Prince William Parkway, slow traffic. And if you're an Amtrak customer, trains will operate with adjusted schedules today due to a storm expected to impact Virginia and North Carolina. It's 25 degrees in Alexandria, Virginia, 19 degrees in Olney, Maryland, and 25 degrees at Reagan National Airport. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
6:19, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to have you with us, and very, very busy week in the news. And we've seen the declassification now of that report on Russian efforts to influence the presidential election. There's a kind of a prediction that comes along with this, and that is that Russia is not done intruding in U.S. politics and policy making, even though President Obama told him to cut it out. Apparently they don't intend to. The report says that Russia began the campaign to try to trick people into revealing their email passwords. It happened immediately after Election Day. After Election Day. After, he said, cut it out. The targets include U.S. government employees, think tanks that specialize in national security, defense, and foreign policy. That report says the post-election day campaign could provide material for future efforts, as well as foreign intelligence collection on the incoming administration's goals and plans. Now, this could put President-elect Trump in an awkward position. He has, of course, indicated that he wants to warm relations with Russia, repeatedly denouncing the intelligence community's assessment that the Kremlin had interfered in the election. But this report says the post-election day campaign could provide material for future Russian efforts. We will be talking with John Gizzi later on this morning, also Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Mercedes Schlapp, about the impact of the Russian intelligence on the United States and, of course, incoming President-elect Donald Trump. Well, they made it official in the Congress. They did make it official. I mean, how many people have tried to stop Donald Trump from becoming president, including Rosie O'Donnell with her latest claims about trying to stop Donald Trump before January 20th. Well, they did have a joint session in the Congress, and Joe Biden presided, and there were Democrats still trying to stop the train yesterday, but Joe Biden brought it to conclusion.
Is the objection in writing and signed not only by the member of the House of Representatives, but also by a senator?
Mr. President, the objection is in writing, signed by a member of the House of Representatives, but not yet by a member of the United States
Senate. In that case, the objection cannot be entertained.
That's the most significant positive thing I've seen Joe Biden do since he's been in. Well, well done, Joe. Nicely done. And I think he kind of wrapped it up, and there was a little celebration, too.
If there's not signed by a senator, the objection cannot be entertained.
Mr. President, the objection is signed by a member of the House, but not yet by a member of the Senate.
Well, it is over.
You know, he's an interesting guy. Sometimes you just got to love Joe Biden. I mean, that's great. It's over. I mean, that was not a real official, you know, sort of reading from the protocol rules. No, it's over. That's great. You go, Joe. Anyway, that's the latest. The president-elect is now officially certified to become the president of the United States on January 20th as we count down to it. But so much going on this week. I mean, it's challenging to keep up with everything. We have the reports coming out on the hacking. But the report seems to have gotten to NBC before it got to President-elect Trump. So NBC had a copy of it, and President-elect Trump responding with a tweet about wanting an investigation as to why NBC got the story, who leaked it. It does raise questions about all of the leaks, all of the sources of information, and then they wonder why there's disinformation and fake news. Are you kidding me? One of the things we're going to talk about with Cheryl Atkinson later on is what's going on inside Russia when it comes to the Russian media. I mean, we look at what's going on here, but how are they handling things in Russia? What are the Russian media people thinking as they look at the United States? Kind of an interesting angle. We'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson about that later on this morning. Of course, the new Congress, new House and Senate in session this week, some new faces in town. Liz Cheney, of course, getting a congressional seat. Kamala Harris from California, the new senator from California, a Native American. We have the first Latina in the United States Senate and the first undocumented citizen is in the Congress. So interesting transitions there. Obamacare, big questions about that. What's next? The Republicans will be taking action, and we'll spend some time on that later on this morning with both John Gizzi and with Cheryl Atkinson on Obamacare. As we mentioned, we'll be joined by Jesse Waters of Waters World, who you see on Bill O'Reilly's show, The O'Reilly Factor. And if you've seen Waters before, he's always out there asking the really tough questions, great questions, and they're giving him a full hour now on Fox on Saturday nights at 8 o'clock, so we're going to find out what he's up to tonight. And a lot to do. Jennifer Harper joins us from the Washington Times. We'll have some interesting poll numbers coming up that way. And also on the program this morning, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. You've seen him on Fox. In fact, so I'm on the monitor here about 5 minutes ago on the Fox News Channel this morning. So we're going to get the very latest on his take on the shooting at the Fort Lauderdale airport and also Tony's take on the Russian hacking situation. We're at 626, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. To try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-300-9209. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. If you have a CPAP device, you already have the prescription needed for Transcend, so don't wait. Guarantee your 10-night in-home trial by being one of the first 100 people to call 1-800-300-9209. That's 1-800-300-9209.
Did you know that teens who volunteer are happier, less stressed, and more connected to others? According to a study of 1,200 teenagers by the Prudential Spirit of Community Awards, students who volunteered not only had these strong feelings about volunteering, but they also had a more positive perception of themselves when it came to leadership, dependability, and independence.
I don't want to just sit back and watch the world go by and know that I could be doing something to make the world better.
I just really fall in love with helping people.
I feel very accomplished when I know that I've helped somebody.
When you know that you can do something to impact someone else, it's just this incredibly fulfilling moment.
When one person can make a difference.
It's an amazing experience that makes you feel so good inside, and there's so many people out there who can use your help.
Volunteering not only can affect a community or a person, it can change the world.
For 22 years, the Prudential Spirit of Community Awards has been honoring excellence in young volunteers. If you would like to learn more, visit spirit.prudential.com.
What a beautiful country we have. As we work to come together, let's remember something we all believe in. Kids. Kids are full of potential and brimming with possibility. They are the reason we are here. UNICEF knows that investing in children means a brighter future. That is why we must continue to put children first. To provide medicine when disease strikes, food when they are hungry, water when they are thirsty, and knowledge whenever they thirst for more. But reaching that goal will take a commitment from us all. Let's keep pushing towards the better world we imagine. 90 cents of every dollar the U.S. Fund for UNICEF spends goes directly to help kids in need. This holiday season, join us. Take a stand for hope. Donate at unicefusa.org. That's unicefusa.org.
Well, it is NFL playoff season. Unfortunately, it is a Redskins-free zone this year when it comes to the playoffs. This afternoon, Oakland at Houston. Tonight, Detroit faces Seattle. Tomorrow afternoon, the Dolphins take on the Steelers. And the big game of the weekend tomorrow afternoon, the Giants face the Packers at Green Bay at 4:40. That's a look at this weekend's playoff picture. We got the news next, then we're back with Jennifer Harper. Stay with us on WMAL.
It's 6:30 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm Ben Cox. Baltimore Police Commissioner Kevin Davis said Friday that he will be reassigning 100 officers to patrol after the union said there were too few officers on the streets. While he took issue with the statements from the police union, he did acknowledge that there were not enough officers to fill shifts. Longtime judge for Prince George's County Herman C. Dawson was reassigned this week in a public order after having been in charge of the juvenile court since 2010. Judge Dawson was not moved due to criticisms over his handling of the delinquent youth, according to a spokesperson for the county's court. The order did come, however, just days after an article in the Baltimore Sun about a youth who was sentenced to over 890 days after pleading involved to the theft of a cell phone.
A painting that shows police officers as pigs has been removed from the U.S. Capitol complex by Representative Duncan Hunter on Friday. Representative Hunter personally delivered the painting to the office of Representative William Lacey Clay, whose annual congressional art competition chose the painting as their winner. Law enforcement officials have been calling for its removal all week. And a petition at Arundel High School in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, asked classmates to sign a petition to celebrate white supremacy over blacks. The document was confiscated and police called. Superintendent of Schools George Arlotto sent a letter home to parents expressing his shock and dismay, saying it's unconscionable that anyone could believe this material is anything but horrifying. WMAL traffic and weather now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads, Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound at Route 100. There is an accident. The road is closed. And there is congestion in Washington on South Capitol Street northbound between Malcolm X and Firth Sterling Avenue. Average speed through there about 17 miles an hour. It's 21 degrees in Waldorf, Maryland, 21 degrees in Centerville, Virginia, and 24 at Reagan National Airport. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Over the past 50 years, SCORE mentors have helped more than 10 million small business owners succeed for free.
Starting a business can be incredibly confusing.
SCORE really helped me steer the course.
Whatever the business, there's a SCORE mentor that has the experience and know-how to help you reach your goals.
SCORE mentors are serious business experts.
Whether you're a startup or an existing business, SCORE can provide the perspective and advice that ensures success.
My SCORE mentor has been tremendously helpful in the marketing of my business.
SCORE is a nonprofit organization where we provide free business consulting services to people who want to start a business or already in business.
Are you starting or growing a business? Be one of the next 10 million small businesses helped for free by SCORE. Get your free business mentor at score.org.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, It has to be UMUC.
This New Year's, make the resolution to earn your degree and build a better future. Our 90-plus programs and specializations can help build the skills and confidence you need to succeed. Spring classes start soon. For a resolution worth keeping, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to be joined each week by Jennifer Harper inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
President Obama technically leaving office on January 20th, but not leaving Washington. He has a farewell address. The address will still be in D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to wonder if this is a farewell address that's actually a goodbye. Indeed, President Obama has scheduled a very formal farewell address to the nation on January 10th, that's just 10 days before President-elect Donald Trump steps up to the plate. And this is truly turning into a rather bodacious presidential event all by itself. This is what the president had to say. He says, since George Washington, U.S. presidents have often delivered a final address to the American people as a way to share their reflections on their time in office, and he does go on and on about that. But here is the takeaway message here. He says, I'm thinking about a way to say thank you for an amazing journey, to celebrate the ways you've changed this country for the better over these past years, and to offer some thoughts on where we go from here. There's your takeaway message right there. And I think what's going to happen here is that we're going to get a very strong indication that the president is not quite done. He's still got a mission, and indeed, as you mentioned before, he is staying in town and renting a very swell place in the Kalorama district. And ironically, it's about two blocks away from where Ivanka Trump is going to be staying. But that's another story altogether. And also, we have to note that Mr. Obama is going to also host a big reunion in Chicago for his Obama alumni staffers. And there are a lot of them. There are 14 of these groups around the country. There's actually a National Obama Alumni Association, if you're curious, and 99 of the folks who belong to these groups have already run for office in 29 states. So, again, he looks like he's sort of getting the band back together here, and he's resurrected the phrase, yes, we can, on social media, and it looks like the president is not ready to slip quietly into retirement, and he says, as I prepare to take on an even more important role of citizen, know that I will be there with you every step of the way to ensure that this country forever strives to live up to the incredible promise of our founding, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the farewell address that's coming up does not look like much of a goodbye this time. And you also have to remember, too, that the press is still on the president's side in a very big way. There's a media research study out there that has revealed that in the 60 days since the election, ABC, CBS, NBC has not called President Obama a, quote, lame duck once, not even once. So there you go.
That's funny. So he leaves 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He leaves the helm. But what about the bill that... he leaves behind. What happens when the American taxpayers get the check at the end of the meal?
Oh, yes. Well, there's going to be quite a check here. In fact, the Republican National Committee, they are have really turned into a data-heavy group. They know how to wield these numbers, and they released a lot of numbers right at the year's end talking about how President Obama talks about his legacy, but the numbers tell a different story. This is what the Republican National Committee is saying, and I will share with you a few numbers this morning. Of course, a lot of people already know that the federal debt that he leaves behind is $19.9 trillion. The amount of the national debt that has increased since Obama took office, $9.2 trillion. $1 trillion is the number of tax increases in Obamacare over a decade, $870.3 billion. This is the estimated economic cost of new federal government regulations that have been finalized, since President Obama took office, and one more, $750 billion. This is the American global trade deficit in 2015 alone. All these are federal sources like the Census Bureau, the U.S. House of Representatives, the Treasury Department. Those are the numbers. And just a few more, and these are coming from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. An analyst there named Clyde Wayne Cruz did a lot of tallies. He found out that this year, how many regulations came out of the White House and the federal government? 3,853. That is 443 more than last year. And we have to remember that Congress managed to pass 211 laws during the same time period. So those are all your numbers for this morning.
Well, how about some numbers in the Congress? But these are different kinds of numbers.
Yeah, I found this to be, these are some numbers that you're not going to hear so much out there. And they're coming from two major pollsters. And let's talk about the first one. Here's the number. The new Congress is 91% Christian. Yes, you heard that right. And the 115th Congress, this is according to a Pew Research Center analysis of the House and the Senate. 91% of the lawmakers describe themselves as Christian. And they compare this to the years 1961 and 62, when 95% of the House and Senate were Christians. And they found that the GOP is heavily Christian. Among the 293 Republicans, all but two identify as Christians, and both of those folks are Jewish. And 80% of the 242 Democrats are Christian, and this side of the aisle also includes 28 folks who are Jewish, three Buddhists, three Hindus, two Muslims, one Unitarian, and one who is religiously unaffiliated. There's a single lawmaker who has no religious affiliation. Pew points this out. The group that is most notably unrepresented is the religiously unaffiliated, the group also known as religious nuns. Nuns, as in zero. and the religious nuns now account for 23% of the general public, but only 0.2% of Congress. Interesting reflection there on the faith that is in Congress. And let's go to our friends, the voters, this time. Again, another major poll. This is a Gallup analysis. 36% of Americans describe themselves as conservative. 34% say they are moderate. And 25% of Americans overall say they are liberal. Again, 36% conservative, 34% moderate, and 25% liberal. That's just numbers you can take away with you as we go slipping into 2017.
Jennifer, there have been so many stories about the inaugural and what entertainers are not going to perform at the inaugural. And I got to thinking about this. Since when does the inaugural really supposed to be a star-studded celebrity gala? What are you hearing now on the latest on the focus on the Trump inauguration and how people feel about it?
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. Indeed, there looks like there might be a positive change in inaugural culture. A lot of people think that it has gotten out of hand. It is too celebrity-centered and too glitzy, too this and that. When we're talking about the nation, about the American people, about democracy, about the peaceful passage of powers here. And I think probably the gentleman who said it very well was Roger L. Simon. He is the founder of PJ Media. A lot of people read that. He also happens to be a veteran Hollywood screenplay writer. I believe he won an Academy Award. But anyway, he thinks that the lack of celebrities is a great thing about this inauguration. He also points out, as many people have noticed, that Hillary Clinton lost the election despite Tinseltown's best efforts. This is what Mr. Simon has to say. I'd like to see the inaugural completely celebrity-free. Wouldn't that be refreshing? No endless parade of Kardashians, no supposedly funny parodies by Alec Baldwin, no endless yada yada from Stephen Colbert, no words of wisdom from Barbara Streisand, just a few patriotic tunes from a Marine Corps band, and a man swearing on, yes, a Bible, says Mr. Simon. And he says it's probably not going to happen that we'll have an entirely celebrity-free zone, but it could be close, and we should be thankful. So I kind of agree with that. I think that little less celebrity here, a little more patriotism and authentic patriotism indeed would be great.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, and stay warm, everybody.
We shall try, and it's cold out there this morning. 6:46 Saturday morning update. Time to check traffic and weather.
WMAL traffic and weather from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. 395 northbound at Shirlington, disabled vehicle on the shoulder. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound at Route 100, there's an accident with the road closed. And Route 50 westbound between Route 295 Baltimore-Washington Parkway and South Dakota Avenue. Slow traffic, average speed of 26 miles per hour. It's 23 in Gainesville, Virginia, 23 in Greenbelt, Maryland, and 24 at Reagan National Airport. I'm Ben Cox on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast today. We have snow expected in the Washington area. Now, the way this is expected to shake down, and I say expected because of where we are, as you know, sometimes we get rain, sometimes we get snow, we don't get as much as we think we're going to get, whatever. As it looks right now, if you're to the west, out toward Leesburg, you're just going to get flurries. If you're in the immediate Washington, D.C. metro area, look for an inch or so. But as you move over to the east toward Cambridge in that direction, could be 1 to 3 inches. And then further onto the panhandle, could get 3 to 5 inches. So that's kind of what it looks like right now. We do expect the high temperatures today only to 26 in Washington, down to 15 tonight for tomorrow. High of 25, Sunday night down to 15. And Monday, look for the highs of 30 degrees. It is 23 outside in Washington, and it's 6:47 on the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Saturday morning update continues, and the investigation continues into the videotaped beating in Chicago. And prosecutors are now saying that one of the four people charged with that beating of a mentally disabled man in Chicago demanded $300 from the victim's mother. And I'm sure you've seen the videotape, prosecutors offering details of the beating during the Friday afternoon court appearances on hate crimes, battery, and kidnapping charges. They say the beating started in a van, continued at a house. Prosecutors say the suspects forced the victim to drink toilet water and kiss the floor. They say the suspects also stuffed a sock into his mouth, taped his mouth shut, bound his hands with a belt. Authorities say the victim suffers from schizophrenia and attention deficit disorder. Prosecutors say the suspects each face two hate crimes counts, one because the victim, of course, is white. They are African-American, the other because of his disabilities. A judge denied bond for the four suspects during the hearing on Friday. She asked them, quote, "Where was your sense of decency?" 6:49 Saturday morning update, back with Cheryl Atkison next.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-9082.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-500-9082. That's 1-800-500-9082.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now, anywhere you download.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. And well, it's time. Time for me to get on a plan. You know, I'm 6'1". At my highest, a couple of months ago, I was almost 250 pounds. I need a plan. This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be on my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them and I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss weighed me in, did my body composition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP 180 Weight Loss. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to be joined each week by Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure. And you can catch that tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock on ABC 7 here in Washington. Cheryl, great to have you with us. Thank you.
Good to be here. Thanks, Rick.
Interesting post that you have on your website, Russia Hacking and the Intel Credibility Gap. We have certainly heard about that credibility gap this week. Briefings for President-elect Trump. Briefings for President Obama on Russia, the Intel. And tell us a little bit about that skepticism that Donald Trump has been expressing recently.
Well, I think he has reason to be skeptical, and I think everybody should, not to say that the reporting isn't true from our intel agencies, but we certainly can't, I think, accept at face value without any questions what they say. I mean, the lead witness this week on that matter was the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, who we know gave false information under oath to Congress in 2013 about intelligence matters. And it's not that he necessarily isn't telling the truth now, but I think with a track record like that and other officials that have had issues, you can't just accept at face value. To me, again, not saying what they found is or isn't so, it probably, you know, there's probably a good basis for much of what they say, but the timing of suddenly wanting these assessments and wanting retaliation in these final weeks of the Obama presidency after the election, I think raises some questions simply because there have been at least equal, if not more egregious, hostile acts toward the United States by foreign actors that haven't warranted this sort of news coverage or responses by our intel agencies in public or by our government.
Much of the discussion has been about Russia trying to influence the U.S. election, the influence on the U.S. media and the U.S. people. Scott Thuman, who, of course, is one of your reporters, went to Russia. What did he find out in talking with how the Russian media views the U.S.?
Well, our intel agencies have apparently assessed that RT, Russian television, has been trying to directly interfere and influence with our elections. That was one of the ploys that they said the Russians have used against us, and we happen to have talked with officials at RT on our visit there. So Scott Thuman has an interview kind of asking them what it's like to be state-run television in Russia, which is funded wholly by the Russian government, basically represents the Russian point of view. And Scott said, you know, you must get pressure, obviously, from the top to cover things a certain way and perhaps even be critical of the U.S., which is one of the things they're best at. And the response from the young lady they interviewed was, well, it's the same in the United States. And kind of funny to hear that their view in some respects is that we get pressure, too, from our government or corporate owners, and that it's presumed that we, too, have our own influences on our news. And there may be some truth to that.
So you mentioned state-run television, but what about other news outlets and news sources in Russia? How do they operate?
Well, let me say, I visited there a few months back, and their state-run facilities are amazing in terms of sparkling, top-of-the-line, everything, bells and whistles. But Scott also went to an independent news outlet, and they do have these. That's something new in the post-Soviet Union world, that they have independent news agencies. And it's not, as you can imagine, that easy to operate in Russia when you're independent news. And we interviewed an official there who talked about it can be perilous to report negative things about the government or to report Putin's opponents in too kind of a light. And the woman we interviewed from this independent agency said, will I be publishing in 2 months? I never know. Will I be publishing in a month? It's hard to say. But there is some of that going on in Russia. They do have some a relatively free press struggling to stay afloat there as well and compete with the state-run television.
Cheryl, you've received Emmy Awards for your investigative journalism, and also you are so well known about breaking the Fast and the Furious story. But you have been following the Obamacare story since day one. You've uncovered a lot of detailed information over the years. And tomorrow, I know you're going to go into Obamacare, but can you summarize some of the key issues that you've reported on over the years, why we are where we are, some of the huge gaffes in Obamacare, and then where we go from here?
Yes, we're going to review some of the biggest pitfalls, kind of why this business model was, from the people I trust and my sources, set up to fail from the start. They predicted that from the very beginning, including some people inside the Obama administration, including one source I have who helped design it and supported it, but who told me early on that the way it was implemented was destined for failure. And indeed, here we are now digging its grave. So we're going to review some of that. We're going to look back at, you remember, Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber was caught on tape with Ezekiel Emanuel and some of the other architects by a citizen journalist saying it was due to the stupidity of the American public and the lack of transparency that they were able to get this bill passed, knowing they knew that people were going to be booted off their health insurance. They knew that healthy Americans were going to pay a lot more for their insurance, and it was going to subsidize people who currently didn't have insurance at the time. So we're going to kind of look back at all those amazing things that came out over the years and then kind of look forward at the big task ahead. We don't know exactly how all of this is going to change, but we get a couple of views on how it might be done. Should it be one big giant bill again, or will this be pieces of fixes while keeping some of the popular aspects of Obamacare, like the Medicaid subsidies in some states that have been expanded, like kids being able to stay on their parents' insurance till they're in their mid-20s.
A story out of Japan this week claiming that more than 100 Chinese vessels trespassed into Japan's territorial waters near disputed islands there. There are other island disputes that China is involved in. And you go into this with Peter Morici tomorrow, right?
Yeah, he's an economist from the University of Maryland. I think he's great at explaining things in layman's terms, and that's what we need, because I think a lot of Americans have heard China this and China has done that, but they don't really understand why we should care and how it affects us. And I think he does a great job explaining how China's increasingly aggressive postures militarily and economically could and is affecting all of us in the United States. So he'll explain that. He also, I asked him what he thought President Obama did right and what he did wrong, if anything, in regards to China policy, and he answers that question too. I think people we'll find that he breaks it down in a way that's easy to understand and shows that really we should care.
It's all tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, ABC 7. Also catch a full measure throughout the day, different times on News Channel 8. As always, Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
6:59, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we will talk with John Gizzi and get his read on a lot of the stuff going on with Russia and Donald Trump and the president-elect. Also, Mercedes Schlapp is on the way. We're going to be talking to her about Donald Trump and his Twitter account. And also, we'll talk with Mercedes about Donald Trump's relationship with the intel community, where that goes from here. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us, and we'll get the very latest on the Fort Lauderdale shooting from Tony. Also, his read on what we know in the report on Russian hacking. And also, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk with Jesse Waters. Of course, Waters World on the O'Reilly Factor, and he gets very interesting, hard-hitting stories in, and we're going to talk to Jesse about what he's got coming up on Fox tonight. So lots to cover. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and speaking of cover, we could get covered with a little bit of snow this morning. Flurries to the west, about an inch in D.C. Then as you move to the east, we could get 1 to 3 inches in a band on the eastern shore, somewhere around Cambridge down that way, and then as you get further into the peninsula, we could get 3 to 5 inches, and we'll keep you posted on that throughout the morning.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.